The Lord says, you have come so far in me. You have made so much progress. There are so many things that you have left behind. So many things that you have mortified out of your life that you don't even know have been removed. You have made so much progress, and I am greatly pleased with this progress. And I encourage you to continue. Continue pressing into me. So much has changed here in this place when you come together. You are not the same that you were many years ago. You have made great progress. And there is even more to come. And I encourage you, continue pressing in. Continue doing this. Because you are getting closer and closer to an experience with me that you've never had. When my word speaks about my glory filling the earth or filling a place, I want you to know that is still true today. My glory will fill this place. Continue pressing into me. Yes, I could move sovereignly and fill this place with my glory now. But some would misinterpret that to mean you have fully arrived and can ease up on pressing in. That's why I am not moving in the way that I could move. Because I don't want you to think that you have fully arrived. Yes, you have made amazing progress. Far more than most churches. But I don't want to do something that could hinder your progress. And for some, a great outpouring right now would hinder that progress. Some would slow down. And so I'm leading you by the hand, deeper and deeper into my presence. Continue doing what you're doing, because you have made great progress. And if you will continue, you will make even more progress. More things of the flesh will be mortified. Things that you think mean much to you, when in reality, they don't mean as much to you as what you think. You are conforming to the image of the glory of my Son. Continue pressing in. Continue to do this. And the levels of my presence and glory in your midst will increase. Hear what I say. I am moving, and you are making progress, says the Lord.